What's up, podcast fam? Episode 16, Dad and Griffin Pod. I am Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
Whew, it's hump day, man. I feel like today
is the stump day.
Stump day? What does that mean?
I am tired.
I'm tired too. We are going to have to reach deep for these 15 minutes. Do you think we can do it?
Yeah.
We owe it to the
peeps.
Yep. How was your day today?
Great. How was yours?
Mine was okay. We had a beauty today. We had like 90 degrees today in Leawood, Kansas. So
you got to go fishing today.
I worked outside all day, got away from that dark office, and then little twilight fishing expedition today, huh?
Yeah.
We got to test out that new fishing rod of yours.
Yeah, from Booski.
How did it work?
Good. We got 11 fish today.
11 fish. We dug up some worms, took them to a pond in the neighborhood, and we made those worms dance, and we pulled out 11
fishies.
11 fishies. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. It was amazing.
At the beginning, 30 minutes, we weren't catching anything. We went with our friends, and we saw they were catching fishes on every cast.
Yep.
And then we
went with shout out Louie and Max, right?
Yeah. And we stayed in our spot, but we took the exact same spot, and I caught 11 fish.
Yeah, winner. So, you absolutely crushed it today, though. If I do say so myself.
I do that every day, and so do you.
You do it every day. That's true. Some days are better than others, and it seems like the ones that have fishing at the end of them are
the best.
Are particularly bad. Particularly.
You
good.
You said yeah. I have to be good today to be able to do fishing, and I was good today.
You were good today. You were good. Yep. Absolutely. All right. I kind of want to stay with the trend. We did yesterday, we introduced a new segment called Best Thing I Saw Today.
Yeah.
This is kind of a layup, but what was the best thing you saw today?
My first fish that I caught.
Yeah, that first fish dangling from a hook, right?
Yeah.
Those live worms were really working. The live bait was working today.
Yeah, the fish... Well, actually, my favorite thing I saw today was when there was like a, my fish got his head caught in like the, in a hole. My fish.
He fell off the hook?
Yeah, he fell off the hook and then he got his head stuck.
In a hole?
Yeah.
That's weird. All right. Fishing wins the day, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Best thing I saw today. So it's obviously Masters Week, right? Mm-hmm. I've been whining about this all week, like I'm really good at. And today would be par 3 day at the Masters, right, where they play the par 3 course. I saw today, though, that this weekend CBS is going to be airing highlights.
Air?
Yeah, so they're going to replay highlights from the 2004 and the 2019 Masters. So I think Saturday is 2004 and Sunday is 2019, something like that.
Is that when Tiger won?
04 was Phil Mickelson and Lefty, and 19 was Tiger, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And then
we watched last year's.
Yeah, then the guy who is famous for announcing the Masters, Jim Nance, I guess he did like Zoom interviews with Phil and Tiger while everybody was in quarantine, and so they're going to play it during the highlights this weekend.
Whoa, hey, cool.
Yeah, that's the best thing I saw. So I'm stoked to watch that.
Stoked to watch anything golf themed.
Yep, that's true. Very true. All right, we are now running two in a row on apologies and clarifications. It's back, people. Apologies and clarifications. One thing we need to clarify, right?
Yeah.
We made a statement yesterday that Jackie Robinson played shortstop, and he did, in fact, play lots of positions, right? Back in the day, a lot of players didn't just play one position.
Yeah, they played multiple.
Multiple positions. However, Jackie Robinson, just to clarify,
played second base, not shortstop.
He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1962.
As a second baseman,
yep. Yep. So just thought we'd clarify that. I think there's a couple baseball geniuses out there in our fandom. So I wanted to get that straight before they called in
and started pounded our butts.
Yeah, and just pounded on us. Yep. Then I also got to thinking, oh, there's a little like parental inefficiency here that we also need to apologize for, right?
Man, you're bringing new words in my life.
Yeah, new words, right? Inefficiency. Something's not quite working right.
What?
Inefficiency.
Inefficiency.
So here's the inefficiency. We're spending a lot of time together, right?
Yeah.
And you are... and I would never bleep this out, like I said yesterday, but you're bringing a lot of compliments to the table.
Yeah. For
some reason, whenever we start bringing the CEO into play, we kind of throw her under the bus, right?
Yeah.
Like we did this early, episode 1-2, had to apologize for it. Then we were clean for a while. Last night, you kind of got on her for her words with friend skills. I'm going to give you a chance right now to go rattle off why the CEO is the greatest mom you know.
Because she's my mom.
She's your mom, but she's...
And I was born because of her.
Yes. But now is your time to get the playing field kind of level. She's the best mom on the planet, right? Yeah. So would you like to express those feelings?
Yeah.
Maybe a shout out to mom?
Okay.
Do it.
Shout out, mom.
That's all you're going to do?
Oh, no. I kind of threw mom under the bus, too.
No, but we're telling mom why we love her.
Oh, because she's good and she's nice and she's overrated to be a mom.
She's overrated? That's not a compliment.
Well, the opposite of that. I don't know what
words mean. She's an underrated mom?
Underrated.
Yeah, we don't want to go tell mom that she's overrated.
Okay. Sorry.
That was, can I say this earlier? You're on like an epic word scramble. This is why I think why I can beat you at words with friends a lot.
Hey.
Can I tell the peeps what
you... I don't play you.
Can I tell the peeps why you said Jackie Robinson died of?
No, don't say it.
I'm going to.
Oh, come on.
Jackie Robinson actually died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
But you said earlier, you go, Dad, didn't Jackie Robinson die of constipation? That is not necessarily the case. So, all right. Well, anyway, CEO, Mom, we love you.
We love you too, Mom.
We love you.
Love you more.
You're good at words with friends. You're even a better mom. On and on. All right, last clarification. Something that just kind of hit me in the middle of the night, light bulb moment. One of Elizabeth's questions yesterday was, if you could go anywhere in the world where you haven't been before, where would you go? And we said, man, we should be in Spain right now, right?
Yeah.
But think about this. If we were in Spain right now, we never would have created this podcast.
Oh, what?
Mind blown. Do you ever think about that?
No.
Just saying something.
But we should, no reason to not say that we should not have been in Spain, but we should have been in Spain. I've never been to Spain. I've been to...
That was the right way to answer the question. I was just sort of saying, hey, like, think of it this way. What if we were there, like... The world would be round again and we would never have created this podcast. That would be crazy. I say that because I can't think of my life without this podcast right now.
It would be so boring in this house if we didn't do the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And in every other house that listens.
All right, so going back to the Masters, we're kind of jumping around. I kind of had a feeling that this pod was going to be a little bit off today, right?
Yeah.
We started late. One of us is playing injured. One of us is... Got a lot going on at work, just like everybody. But I got to thinking, because the par 3 tournament is supposed to be today for Augusta, for the Masters.
Yeah.
And they get to pick their partners, and all the time you're watching it, and you see, like, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, if he was still alive. They all play together. It's all the GOATs of the sport, right? All of the GOATs get to play together, right? Yeah. It kind of got me to thinking, like, if you could put together your ultimate GOAT team – from the five major sports, who would it be? So basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, soccer.
All right.
Could you pick a GOAT team for all that?
Yeah.
That you, like, you would want to either play basketball with or play the sport with? Could you pick the GOAT team?
Yeah.
All right, baseball, who's your GOAT?
Jackie.
Jackie Robinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, theme of the week, because you're still learning about him, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a fun fact about Jackie Robinson today?
When Jackie Robinson died, he was number 42. No one else in baseball history got to wear a number 42.
So the MLB has retired the number 42 forever.
Forever.
That's awesome. That's great. Okay, hockey, GOAT.
Hockey, easy, Patrick King.
Patrick King, GOAT. Basketball, GOAT.
Kobe.
Nice. Golf, GOAT.
Rory,
nice. Soccer, GOAT.
Messi.
Awesome. That's a good GOAT team. I like your GOAT team.
Thanks.
Awesome. All right, let's get to voice messages.
Can I hear yours first?
My GOAT team?
Yeah.
My baseball GOAT is, man, you're catching me off guard here. So soccer is Messi. Golf is Tiger Woods. Basketball is Michael Jordan. Hockey is, it's got to be Wayne Gretzky, right?
Just because he's the best doesn't mean everyone should like him.
Well, dude, do you understand what GOAT means?
Yeah.
What does GOAT mean?
Greatest of all time.
Okay, I'm picking Wayne Gretzky and I feel pretty good about it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, baseball, GOAT.
It has to be old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned?
Yeah.
Ron Santo.
Who is that?
Ron Santo.
Ron Santa?
Santo.
Santo.
Yeah. All right, look him up. That's your project for tomorrow. Look him up.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to messages. Elizabeth, she's back. Here we go. Elizabeth, it's a Would You Rather Wednesday. Did you know it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Here we
One
go.
One of my favorite ones is in there.
Awesome. Here we go.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin. It's me, Elizabeth. And it's Would You Rather Wednesday. And here is my first Would You Rather. Would you rather live on the water? Or would you rather live under the water? And Griffin, since you love unicorns and fairies so much, this one's for you. Would you rather be a fairy or would you rather be a unicorn? Answer those two on the pod. Bye, boys.
Okay, Elizabeth, you're awesome. Love you on Monday. Love you on Tuesday. Love you on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
And Saturday.
Would you rather Wednesday? Would you rather live on the water or under the water?
Under.
Why?
Cause then I could go fishing with my hands.
That's an interesting answer. Okay. And then Elizabeth kind of busted you up a little bit there. She said you love unicorns and fairies.
That was my favorite one.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It is true?
Yeah, she knows my fantasy world.
I love it. Would you rather be a fairy or a unicorn?
I'm a unicorn.
Unicorn? All right. Awesome. State Farm joke of the day. You got it?
Yeah.
State Farm joke of the day. Ready, go.
Where does the fisherman go to get a haircut?
Ooh, haircuts. That's a sore subject in this house right now, isn't it? We need haircuts.
Yeah.
Where does a fisherman go to get his haircut? I don't know.
The barber shop. You always do that. Wait.
All right. Good one. That kind of went in the theme of like we need haircuts and fishing, right? It was a fishing episode today. All right.
Themed.
Shout outs, go for it.
I'm going to shout out Grandpa Barry.
Grandpa Barry?
Yeah.
That guy's the greatest. Do you think he's listening?
I'm positive he is.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet he's addicted to this thing.
Yeah.
Way to shout him out. All right, shout out Grandpa Barry. Barry Bogus. He's the greatest.
Who are you going to shout out?
I'm shouting out a new listener to the pod. One of my uncles, Uncle John, he's currently binge listening to this. You know what that means, binge listening?
No.
He's listening to the whole season all at once. So he's listening to every episode back to back to back to back to back to back, right? From 1 to 16. He is going to take this thing. I don't want to put any pressure on him, but the content's about to go to the moon. It's about to go to the moon. And when he starts calling in with voice messages, I think people are going to be rolling. They're going to be on the floor. All right, that's another one in the books. Twitter and email, at Dad and Griffin on Twitter. Come get us in Gmail, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com.
I don't know when Hockey Night from Canada, the guy will come back.
Oh, Barry from Hockey Night in Canada?
Yeah.
He has been a little bit...
anxious.
He's been missing. Right? He's been missing, yeah.
He needs to call in again. Barry, where are you?
Bear? We need another message.
We need you.
All right. We reached deep for this one today. We'll bring more energy for the peeps tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
We'll bring more energy tomorrow. Come get us on Apple Podcasts. Sign us off.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps.